Yoel Perek Bey's Pasuk Zayin. We have this great metaphor of the giant army of locusts coming to overrun everybody. And again, on a day fairly soon after, in the middle of pitch black night, I got up and saw a giant water bug. I am feeling it. Kegiborim Yerutsun. They run like mighty men. We had them running like horses before. Now they run like mighty men. Ka'anshe Milchoma Yaluchoma. Like men of war, they scale the wall. That's where I saw the bug. All the way up on the wall, practically by the ceiling, up on the... Nothing quite like turning on a light, and you're not sure who's more of a... I saw a comedian once talk about a roach or a water bug, like a ninja. They can't see me if I just stand still for a minute. I'm sorry, I've given myself nightmares. Each one goes in his way. So they don't go in crooked ways. They follow their way. And this is something that's a contrast to the Jewish people, who are going far out of their way and straying all over the place. If you look at all of the Nevi'im, particularly Hoshea that we saw just before in Treyasar, we've got Klal Yisrael going in crooked ways and not following the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these locusts are very organized. And they're following the way that they're supposed to go. They're following their nature. So, ish b'derachav yelechon, they're going in the proper path that they're supposed to go. When you want the running back to be able to get through the line, you got to block in the right direction. You got to get that A-gap. V'lo ya'abitun orchosam. And they don't make their ways crooked. Again, a very large contrast to the Jewish people, who have been making their ways crooked all over the place. But partly also... that also has to do with the fact of how they treat the other locusts. There's a brotherhood of locusts. Ches v'ish alchiv lo yidchakon. Nobody pushes his neighbor. Nobody shoves another one out of the way. The locusts are an army that is completely disciplined. Geber bim siloso yelechon. Each man, each one, goes in his path, his designated path. Uve'ad ha'shelach, excuse me, v'ad ha'shelach yipolu lo yivtza'u. They rest upon their swords, and lo yivtza'u, they're not trying to plunder, they're not trying to get monetary gain, is one interpretation. Another one is they won't be wounded. You smack that bug with your shoe, and it pops right up and starts running again, full speed. Yeesh! They're not like other enemies. Lo yivatsu, according to this way of seeing it, according to Radak and Rashi, is that they don't take bribes, betza. Sone vatsa. That's what you want in a judge, in Shoftim. These guys, they rest on their swords, but they don't get cut. Yikes. These are some hardy bugs. Tess, Bo'ir Yashoku. In the city, they clatter. Make a lot of clattering around. That little skittering of feet. Bachomo Yerutsun, they run on the wall. I can testify to that. They really can. Babotim Yalu, they go up into the houses. Bugs do that too. Ba'ana Chalonim Yabo Kaganov, they come through the windows like a thief. Yeesh. You better get good sealed ceiling windows. Keep them bugs out. They'll get in anyway. But in this case, I remember descriptions of the Dust Bowl during the Great Depression. There was a 3 to 6 year drought in the late 1930s, started 1933-34. Went all the way through the Great Depression when times were already bad and dust storms arose and bugs, and they said that the dust got into everything. In the Great Plains, there was no escape from it. No screen was small and fine enough to keep microscopic particles of dust out. It got into your lungs. It got into your breathing. So these bugs come in. The bugs march in. The bugs march out. Lefanov, says Pasuk Yud, Rugza Eretz. Before it, the earth quakes. From this is a figurative point, but also the heaviness. Ibn Ezra said it's the people in the land who are quaking before the bugs. But Rashu Shamayim, the heavens are trembling. Shemesh v'yareach kadaru, the sun and moon darken. That's also like a pot. We had before blackening like the bottom of a pot. Kadaru is like a kador, a potter, like the pots. They darken. On the bottom, when you put them on the fire, they blacken from the flames. V'chochavim asfu nagham, and the stars withdraw their shining. Can't see the stars, can't see the light. impending calamity, Abarbanel says, is the Churban Beis HaMikdash coming. Yoel, in a more literal sense, seems to be talking about the bugs. Yeralev Hashem nosan kolo lufnei chelo, and Hashem gave forth his voice before his army. Ki rav ma'od machanehu, because his encampment is great. Giant army of locusts, giant armies of Babylonians. This is what he's going to send against you if you don't do tshuva. Zok Rashi. Come on. Do your tshuva. If you don't get better, this is what's going to happen to you. Ki atzum osei devaro, because he who performs his word, Hashem's word, is mighty. Ki gadol yom Hashem v'noro ma'od. The day of Hashem is great and very awesome, as we used to say in my youth, because I am old. Umi yechilenu, who can abide it? Who can survive it? And finally, Yud Beis, v'gam atonu um Hashem. Even now, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shuvu adai b'chol levavchem. Return to me with all of your hearts. Uvitzom, with fasting. Uvivichi, and with weeping. Uvimispeid, and with lamenting. Do an outer exhibition, a manifestation of your feelings on the inside. Humble yourself. You should see your neighbor crying and weeping and clapping al chait and really meaning it. And don't just sit there and be cynical when somebody else is doing a really long Ashamnu Bagadnu on Yom Kippur. Pay attention. Think about how that person is really trying to internalize the words that he's saying and trying to make it really heartfelt. That's what you need to do. And an incredible pasuk coming up. One of my favorites, and we say it during Yom Noraim davening as well.